Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of 1 John chapter 1, I told you that the two terms today that really bother me are contemporary and progressive. Let's continue with that thought today. The devil wants to compromise because he wants to take away what God has already. Now, God's in control of everything, but the free will allows us to make decisions. So the bottom line is, you cannot walk in darkness and have fellowship with God. And Christians, if you're going to try to blend the world into your worship, just understand, you may get a crowd. We're told that in the last days, that evil men seducers will wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. We're also told that, yea, and all those that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. That's all talking about the last days. It's only going to grow. We're also told in Jeremiah 6, verse 16, to go back to the old paths, but they said we would not go. Well, they lost their country back in that day, and looking ahead to this day, judgment's going to begin at the house of God, because there's too many people that are sitting in the pews that if you finally found a preacher that wasn't lily-livered, panty-wasted, and would stand up and tell you about social drinking, call it a sin, call immodest dress a sin, and on down we could go down that line. And this stuff of going to the movies, going to the dances, and everything else that goes on, if you had a preacher stand up there and tell you that, you'd get mad and want to run them off. So you're going to scare our children, and you're going to run off our children, and they're not going to want to come to church. The goal is not to get them to come to church. The goal is to get them saved and then to teach them to be holy as the Lord our God is holy. And when you're allowing all the wickedness and evil in the church, how in the world is a child going to say, oh, what's this about holiness and being saved? We're just as good as anybody else is that are in that lifestyle. Now, my friend, let's wake up to common sense. We're not ignorant because we believe in one man for one woman in marriage. We're not ignorant because we're against murder by abortion. We're not ignorant because we're against euthanasia. People mention the new norm. Well, the new norm is the manifestation of Sodom and Gomorrah in America and around the world. And if that's the norm, I want nothing to do with it. My God is still greater than all. If you look ahead, when you get to 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17, he'll say there, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, love the Father's not in him. For all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, it's not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abides forever. I hear two terms today that really bother me. One is contemporary, and I think the emphasis should be on temporary because it changes. Now they call themselves emerging. But the other one that really just makes me to cringe is progressive. Well, if I'm progressing, I want to know which direction I'm progressing. I remember as a little boy taking a hike into the woods. Hours later, I'd been progressing in the wrong direction. Fortunately, we were able to find our way out. But we were progressives. We were progressing towards nature and towards evil, towards danger. And these churches that are progressives are progressing towards danger, evil, death, and judgment beginning at the house of God. As I say, this is a devotional study. So I want you to understand that in a devotional study of 1 John, these are things that apply because this is dealing with your fellowship with God and what can interfere with that fellowship with God. So I want to be personal. Don't walk in darkness. 1 John 2:15 through 17 we just read is an example of walking in darkness. Friendship with the world system. The best Christian is not the pastor, not the full-time Christian ministry person or deacon, not the one that has the most seeming knowledge. God puts us all as lights in the world. It's not his will that everyone be a pastor, a foreign missionary. You can be out of the will of God and be in good biblicist fundamental ministry. Simply because he wanted you to serve him in the secular job as a light, but you decided, no, I don't want that because that might bring me a lot of persecution. But God wants you to be a light. Every saved person working in a secular job is God's hand-placed light. Do you even share a tract? Do you invite them to a church, if you go to a church that preaches the gospel, to come to hear the gospel? Now, if we walk in darkness, even if we fool others who may walk in the light, and they say, oh, yes, I am in an intimate relationship with God, and his joy fills my being. God says, and look, now this is God, it's not me. God says you lie. And that you, not only that, you do not do the truth. Now that's a strong charge. But this book is emphasizing love, not sentimentalism, not emotion. You see, God is looking at the heart. And so, if we say we have fellowship with him and we're walking in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Again, you cannot perform in the way God wants you to perform if you're walking in darkness. Oh, yes, you might fool people, but you're not going to fool God. So we've seen this then in verse 5. If we, in verse 6, now let's look in verse 7, and we see, but if. There it says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Isn't that interesting, as he is in the light? It's the only walking in the light, but it's as he is in the light. Okay? So again, you say, well, I'm walking in light, but if it's not as he's in the light, you're not walking in light. You remember when the Pharisee asked the Lord, what's the greatest commandment? And the Lord said, love your Lord, your God, with all your heart, your soul, your body, your mind. The second is likened to it, to love your neighbors yourself. And then Jesus added on, these two laws hang all the prophets and the commandments. Wow. And the Pharisee said, well, that's right. That's right. But Jesus said these were the two greatest commandments. Now, doesn't it make sense if those are two greatest commandments, then the greatest sin is to break what God considers the greatest or the most important commandment to him. Then we go to John chapter 14, verse 34 and 35. Jesus said a new commandment. Now, he goes on from that second commandment of as your neighbor loves yourself. And the new commandment says, And new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. Now, we're to walk as he walked, and we're to love one another as he loved us. Wow. Now that is getting strong. That's lifting the standard. So we're to walk in the light as he is in light. John 8:12, that if any man follow him, he will not walk in darkness, but will walk in light. Some will try to walk according to God's word, particularly the thou shalt not. And that is a good thing. And yet, one may miss the completeness of the light by the things that we are not doing, the thou shalt things. We see an example of that in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 10. And besides this, giving all diligence, and when you give all diligence, you're giving all 100% effort. Add to your faith, that is your doctrine, the separation, holiness, Bible doctrine in full, right doctrine in separation. Add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. Think on, read, get into the Word of God. And to knowledge, temperance. Making yourself do the things that you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do them, and not doing the things you're not supposed to do. And to temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness or godlikeness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now notice, godliness, brotherly kindness, and brotherly kindness, charity, a love that serves. And if these things are in you, but not only are they, if they're in you, but if they abound, there's no doubt about it. They abound. They make you that you be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind. That's darkness, isn't it? And cannot see afar off. Why? And hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. You see, he got saved from those old sins. And now you want to bring that music back. You want to dress like the world. You want to talk like the world. You want to walk like the world. You want to think like the world. You want the world's demographics. So he says, you lack these things that he mentioned in verses 5 through 8. You forget, you're in darkness.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Bible stands.